Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Good morning and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast with me, Mark Thompson, and sat in sunny Scotland, Tim Goodwin.
Morning, it is Tim. It is actually Scotland, sunny in Scotland today, kinda.
I'm sure people love our weather reports.
I'm sure they do. Is it actually morning though? When somebody's listening to this, it might be the middle of the night, so you can't say good morning. That doesn't work. Anyway,
good. Insert time of day here.
There we go.
Sorted.
Dear, so what have you been up to this week, Mark?
I've been balls deep in AdWords. I've been elbow deep in AdWords.
See, I knew at some point I would work on you enough to actually get you to commit to doing stuff with AdWords. It's taken probably about a year and a half of persuasion to eventually get Mark to, you know, start doing
abandon some Facebook.
Abandon Facebook. Break away from the shackles.
Abandon the sinking ship that is Facebook advertising.
Yeah, well, it does feel like that at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, but before we go any further, let's just say something to people. If anybody ever tells you that AdWords is too expensive,
rubbish.
Tell them to take a hike. Because I was getting on Facebook 73, 74, 80 cent clicks. And not even leads, clicks. And on AdWords, I'm getting 30 to 40 cent clicks.
See, don't get me wrong. I still believe, and this is going to be completely turning on its head, I still know that people are actually being successful with Facebook ads.
Yeah,
I've got one of my coaching clients at the moment. He's spending over £200 a day on for his e-commerce brand, and he could spend more. And he's like going, I should be spending more because I can. But he's running out of stock, which is actually a really great situation to be in. So, you know, don't get us wrong here. We're not having a complete and utter dig at Facebook. There are situations where it can work. For a lot of people, though, it's people have buried themselves so deeply into Facebook advertising and they can't get out. They kind of like they feel that they've invested so much time and effort in understanding the network that they're kind of blind to everything else, and they don't feel that they, you know, that they should still be getting the same results that they got, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago. And the thing is like if you're that buried inside one system, when things do start to happen with Facebook, certainly over the last 12 months, ad costs have gone up considerably in the last 12 months on Facebook because of, you know, changes to their algorithm or like, you know, they've used up all the inventory or whatever the reason may be, the ad costs have gone up. It starts becoming a lot more unprofitable to actually advertise on there. And then you're lost, you're screwed. Yeah. So what's the options? You really have to spread yourself out a little bit. And yes, you know, it does make sense to concentrate on one platform first and then move to something else and then build on that. But certainly have more than just Facebook. And this is why Mark and I have been harping on about Google AdWords over the last however many weeks now on SMO and within Minimalist Marketer. And, you know, we've been going a lot deeper than we've ever gone with Google stuff, whether it's Google Display or Google Search, doesn't really matter. At least you're somewhere else other than Facebook. And that's the important bit.
Yeah. I mean, there is, I would say to anybody who runs advertising, make sure on Facebook you have a retargeting ad running. For whichever your whatever your sales page is, or whatever your offer page is, or your lead page, run, as a matter of course, whenever you do a campaign, go to Facebook, set up a retargeting campaign.
Yep.
It is the most profitable thing you can ever do on there.
And that's the thing, is like for us at the moment, for me personally, I have my retargeting campaigns on Facebook up basically autopilot at the moment. Yeah. I've turned off an awful lot of other stuff that just really wasn't working for us. And it's allowed me to take some of the cash that I was spending on Facebook and shift it over to Google Display, but also a few other things as well that we've been exploring, which we'll talk about in another podcast. But, you know, it's just trying to spread the risk a little bit and just try and, you know, get, you know, because people go onto Facebook, yes, an awful lot, but they spend an awful lot more time elsewhere outside of Facebook, the space, Facebook sphere. So there's so much more opportunity to actually capture the interest of a potential customer outside of Facebook than there is inside of Facebook. So it pays to actually understand how you can actually do very similar ad campaigns to what you've been running on in Facebook, but in the Google Display Network. So, you know, one of the reasons why we want to do this podcast is try and get over some of those barriers of like, oh, well, it's too expensive, it's too complicated, I don't understand the system, I like the way that I run my ads on Facebook. That's the idea of this podcast, is to overcome some of those objections.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that should persuade you is it's estimated that Facebook will reach 20%. Your ads on Facebook have the possibility to reach 20% of your audience, right? The whole audience that you could be targeting. AdWords and the Google Display Network is 80 to 90%. Of your audience, which it makes sense. So, I mean, you may have guessed already because we didn't actually say what we're going to do is we want to talk about the Google Display Network and we want to get rid of some myth. We're going to give you an overview. Lots have changed. If you've ever tried it in the past, you'll be shocked when you go back in there because it's totally different. Obviously, Facebook have kicked Google's ass. Google realized they need to up their game and they have. In some dramatic ways. It's quicker and easier now to set up an ad on Google than it is on Facebook. It never used to be that. You don't have to mess around. You just give it a load of ingredients and it makes the cake for you. So we'll talk about all that, shall we? But let's start at a logical place. Tim, what's Google Display Network?
Google Display Network is... Well, let's kind of go back a stage, actually. I think, you know, if you've been following Mark since 2007, which, you know, some of you may have been, you will know that Mark created an awful lot of really crappy websites using WordPress.
It was 2005, by the way.
Was it 2005? Jesus. he created an awful lot of websites which had AdSense, like... ad units on them.
Oh, come on. What's a million pages between friends?
So Google Display Network, whenever you go around the internet, say for example, if you're on eBay or if you're on the Daily Mail website or, you know, internationally, bbc.co.uk, you know, the CNBC. Daily Telegraph, CNBC, MSNB, whatever, all the other big sites, and even an awful lot of small sites, you can actually put your advert onto those particular sites. Your adverts can be displayed on those. That's what Google Display is. It's all the adverts you see all over the internet, and that covers, I would say, about 80 to 90% of all advertising across the internet happens through Google Display Network. Yes, there are other networks out there that do distribute ads to other sites and to other ad placements, but Google Display Network is the daddy. It's like the 10,000-pound gorilla, and it's—I would say—in comparison to Facebook, it is the 10,000-pound gorilla compared to Facebook. It's that big. It's enormous. It's a, you know, billions of ad impressions every single day of the week, and that's what Google Display is basically.
Yeah,
it's basically banner ads, but you know. Yeah.
So what I'm going to try and do in this podcast, I'm going to play both sides. I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay,
so I'm going to ask the type of questions that you guys will probably ask. And then either me or Tim will ask those questions. Okay. So shall I ask the first question, Tim?
Yeah, go for it.
Aren't I going to get scammed? Aren't there people who go and click on ads all the time just to make money for themselves?
Yes, there is. You will get scammed.
That's it. Next question.
Well, no, here's the thing, though, and this is where Google's platform has improved significantly. Yeah. If you recall, about 2 years ago, Google bought a piece of AI software. I can't remember I think it was like Big Big Ed or something. It was some weird name. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, they bought this piece of AI software and they proved that the software could win the game. Is it called, what's the Japanese game or the Chinese game? Go.
Go.
Yeah. And like they trained this AI program to basically win at Go, that beat the champion of Go, because there were billions and billions of possibilities of how you win this particular game. Chess is easy compared to Go. Anyway, so they've got this fantastic system, this fantastic learning AI system, which, you know, everybody thought, oh, it's cool, they've managed to make it win a game, but what practical applications are there? Well, they've put that same AI now into Google Display. So in terms of like the intelligence that goes on in behind Google Display stuff, you know, Facebook algorithm is kind of, you know, cute and cuddly in comparison to this thing. So, you know, Google Display can now pick out all of the scams or the majority of the scams very, very quickly. But there is also the place you can actually go in and see where your adverts, which pages your adverts have been displayed on. And if you go, well, that's a crappy website, you can then just go exclude. I don't want that my adverts to appear on that website ever again. And so you can do what's called placement exclusion.
Right. So this is something, this is tip number one, probably. Every morning, go into your account and remove anything that has a click-through rate above, let's say, 10%.
Yep.
Remove anything that has a 100%, click-through rate above 10%. And actually, anything that's getting clicks that looks dodgy, basically. So if something's had, 1,000 views, first thing up, 1,000 views, no clicks, exclude it. More than 10%, definitely start at 100% and work your way backwards. And anything that's 100% click-through rate, get rid of it. 50% click-through rate, get rid of it. All the way down to whatever you're happy at. I would probably say, let's ignore the 10% to start with. Start with 100, start with 50. Leave anything else, give it 2 or 3 days, because it might just be a really good bit of targeting.
Yeah.
So don't jump to conclusions. But initially, just get rid of them.
So some of the other exclusions.
Use some judgment there.
Yeah. Some of the other exclusions that you can do, the obvious stuff is like anything that's obviously, say, for example, a Chinese website, you go with Chinese language, you go, well, is my stuff meant to be appearing for somebody, you know, a Chinese website? Probably not. The .ru websites, the Russian ones, again, are they likely to be high quality traffic? There's a possibility you might be getting some quality traffic from there, but I would say highly unlikely in a lot of cases. Exclude those as well. So you've got it's a daily process of just clearing out and excluding placements bit by bit, depending on some basic rules. And you set the rules yourself. You just go, okay, well, I'm just going to exclude, as Mark says, if it's got 100% click-through rate after 10 clicks, like, you know, 10 impressions, 10 clicks, you know that that's a scam. So, you know, exclude that. So, you know, you can get rid of the junk pretty quickly. And the thing is like, it is a process that you're going to go through over the first, you know, couple of weeks to a month, maybe 60 days. You're going to be spending money on duff clicks. But the more that you clear them out, you know, the more that you create these exclusions, the better that your campaigns are going to work.
Yeah, so my click-through rate at the beginning of the week was 0.03. It's now up to 0.5, around that area. And that's just through excluding the crap stuff and finely tuning it bit by bit. You can expect to lose money on your first when you first run your campaign. Now, there's two things that happen with Google people advertising on Google Display adverts, including your rivals. A, they may not have tracking set up. You must set up your tracking. You must prepare properly even before you think about running an advert. Okay. 45% of people do not run tracking with their ads, which is crazy. That's 45% of people who will lose money. The other thing is, as you start to refine your stuff, the guys that go in there go and say, this is crap. I'm only getting 0.3% conversion rate. Nothing's working. 0.3% click-through rate. Nothing's working. I'm going to stop. So these guys start to stop, and you are still refining and refining. So put your first $50, $100, spread it over 10, 20 days, okay? And then every day, go and refine that. It will get better, and suddenly you will start to find the sites that are converting for you. And then what you do, when you see a site that has two conversions, three conversions, you start a brand new campaign, and you just target all those sites. And suddenly, you've got an immensely profitable campaign, and all your rivals have disappeared. So this is definitely the long-term game.
Yep. Yeah, it's not like Facebook where, you know, you stick up a campaign for a week and you get your results and away you go. It's not like that at all. You know, yeah. It really is an ongoing process. And, you know, if you're serious about running paid traffic and you want something that becomes evergreen, becomes a set and forget campaign, this is what you have to do to start with. You have to invest the time and the money to start with to actually get it going. But the thing is, you don't need to spend a huge amount. It's like, I think most of the campaigns that Mark and I start off, they all start off at $5 a day.
Yeah.
You know, it goes back to the old Facebook stuff that we talked about 2 years ago. It's like $5 a day is all you need to get a campaign going. And just to start getting and, you know, hacking out all of those bad placements. So, it will come.
And that's the whole point. It's just, you start knowing you're going to lose, and your target is to end up with getting 300% ROI. Like, so for every dollar you're spending on the advert, you're getting $3 out. One thing I would suggest that you set your key metric to start with is cost per acquisition. Work out how much you want to get people for.
Yeah.
And then you just work towards that target. So, for example, if you've got a product that costs $199, $197, let's say $200, well, you want to try and get a cost per acquisition of $70. Because then you're near your 3x. If you start, and then as you refine it, you get closer and closer, and you constantly refine it until you get there. And trust me, once that happens, life's going to get so much easier. When you know that you can just go in there, start a campaign, and you're going to triple your money every time. Or not every time, you will lose on some. Some will just not work. But generally speaking, if you're sensible and you take your time and you optimize it bit by bit, it's going to work.
So the next thing I kind of want to talk about, when maybe Mark's going to fire another question at me, I'm not sure, was to do with ad creatives. And people kind of get a bit sort of like hung up on this. It's like, oh, well, I've got to get banners designed and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And it's like, well, actually, you don't. For the last couple of years, I think it's been about 18 months now that Google, let's get this right, Google Display has had what's called responsive ads or responsive ad creatives. And all you have to do for responsive ad creatives is you just need a couple of images. So you need an image that's a square image, an image that's actually weirdly the same size as the ideal size for a Facebook image, which is 1200 by 628. You also just need your logo in two different formats, a square format.
You don't actually need your logo. It's optional.
Is it optional? Is it?
Yeah. Okay. There's a big optional next to it.
Yeah. So sometimes they kind of get a bit sort of like, you know, well, you've either got to provide your logo or you've got to, it will list your business name. Okay. So it'll either give, it will show, for example, for me, it will show Lean Greens as the business that's advertising, or it will show the logo. And then you just need some text, and the text is very, very simple. It's a 25 character headline, and then a 90 character long headline, a 90 character description, and then you have your final URL, and that's all you need. It really is. Creating the ad creative is actually way easier than it is with Facebook, in my opinion.
I mean, I was actually really surprised, because obviously I've been, probably the last 3-4 years, all I've done is Facebook ads. And even now it can be a struggle. I mean, it's very rarely that I will start a campaign and actually nail the advert right on the very first time. I normally have to go and try 3 or 4 more and then delete the old ones. because something will be messed up.
Here's the other thing with Google display ads, ad creatives. There's no 20% rule. No 20%
text
rule.
Yes, I know. It's heavenly. Get an image, put text all over it. And the other thing, which is quite weird, you can spy on AdWords ads way better than Facebook ads.
Mm.
So you can see exactly what ads your customer, your rivals are running. And that, why would, shall I ask you another question, Tim?
Go for it, yeah.
I mean, if you had a site, how would you find an audience to target in Google Ads?
So you mean as in, like, you know, how would I target?
Shall I give you a clue? Affinity.
Go on.
Affinity. So,
Affinity is one of those interesting targeting options. A lot of people, when they think about Google Display from 10 years ago now, Google Display used to be about keywords. You'd stick in a bunch of keywords, and then it would go and find sites related or pages related to those keywords and place your adverts on those pages that relate to the keywords that you've put in. Today, there are, I think there's like 30 different types of targeting options within Google Display Network. It's ridiculous how many different options you've got. Yeah. And one of my favorite ones at the moment is the ones that Mark and I are both using in both our businesses is affinity audiences. And I can go, okay, let's say, for example, I want to target anybody who has an affinity with ClickFunnels, i.e. they've been and visited ClickFunnels or sites that are similar to ClickFunnels.
Yeah. They read reviews of ClickFunnels.
Yeah. Anything to do with that, all I do is I type into Google's targeting tool for the affinity to create an affinity audience. I type clickfunnels.com and I can then target.
So hard.
It's so difficult. So that's my audience. That's who I'm following. Anybody who's shown an interest in something to do with clickfunnels.com. So I can literally advertise to somebody else's business. Like people, other people's visitors, other web, my competitors' visitors. It really is that ninja. Yeah. And it's, go on.
I was going to say, then you start off with that. So you've got quite a broad audience. It would probably be a 1 billion, it's often says 1 billion people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
It's just a lot of people, right, who have something affinity to ClickFunnels. Okay. So what you then do, so you can run that for a few days. You can start to sort out your placements and stuff like that. But then you can start layering. You can go, well, actually, no, my ideal client is going to be male. So you just click the male button and it will just go to people who are male who like ClickFunnels. And then you can go, well, do you know what? Probably the age group will be 25 to 45. Okay, so now you're just targeting people who like ClickFunnels, 25 to 45. Then you can say, do you know what? Oh, I really want to narrow it down a bit more. I'll tell you what. I'll add in the keywords ClickFunnels, Funnel Builder, Marketing Funnels. I was going to say Ryan Dice.
Russell Brunson.
Expert Secrets, .com Secrets. And suddenly, that huge, broad audience that you were targeting on day one and two, getting things running and seeing what was happening, you've suddenly narrowed it down, and you're now targeting 2,000 people who are really interested in ClickFunnels.
Yeah.
And and then one further thing, you can further segment them via the text in your adverts. Looking for the best ClickFunnels bonus.
Yeah.
ClickFunnels bonus. Click here. So that's going to be people who are looking to buy ClickFunnels and they're looking for a bonus. Boom, you just started to get to the 2-comma club or whatever it's called.
So I think the it comes back to the thing that I've mentioned it 3 times now in this podcast, is that whole idea of marketing is a game of elimination.
Yeah.
It's like constantly finding a way to eliminate and exclude people who are not going to buy your thing. So
yeah.
you know, we talked about placement exclusions, we've talked about demographic stuff, and then also what you actually place in the advert, what text you put on the advert, you know, how are you going to exclude somebody from clicking that advert? And that's essentially all we're doing here is we're cutting things down and hacking it down to the, you know, to the real meat of, yep, of, you know, the audience that you actually are actually going to buy the thing that you're promoting or you're, you know, that you're advertising.
Exactly. Right. I think that covered. Job done.
That bit's covered.
Job's a good one. Right. So I will put together a checklist for paid traffic. Okay. So when you listen to this, if you go to simplepaidtraffic.com, you will see a checklist. There's actually one there at the moment. I have to rewrite it. I'm going to rewrite it to take into account some of the stuff we've talked about today. Okay. If you want to, I'll put a link on the webpage at Escape Plan Uncut. And that's about it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, just to say, really, that Google and Google Display Network, Google AdWords is an enormous subject, okay? Yep. And the idea for today was just to kind of like knock on the head some of those barriers and those things that people go, oh, well, I don't want to do that because it's expensive. It's
too
not.
Hard.
It's too hard, or I don't know what, you know, I don't want to bother creating like images or banners, or, you know, it's, you know, the system's really, really complicated. No, it's not. It's no different to Facebook, yeah, guys. Just jump in there, create yourself a Google AdWords account and start creating display campaigns. The only thing that I would say you do is just go back and listen to this podcast once you get started, and then you'll
download the checklist.
Checklist, exactly. and you will find all the things that we go, you know, let it run for a week, and then you go, oh shit, well, I'm spending an awful lot of money here, guys, and it's not going anywhere. Follow the checklist, start excluding stuff, start hacking that, you know, getting rid of some of those dodgy placements. All of those things, and you'll start hearing things that we've said in this podcast or it's on the checklist that you need to then take action on, because it's not a set and forget. And Facebook was never a set and forget. So you can't expect Google Display Network to be either, but it's certainly worthwhile doing.
Yeah. And I will also say, keep an eye out, because we will send, or we will set up a webinar for this, I think, because it's a good topic that we can really get our teeth in and show some examples of campaigns
again,
and stuff.
Again, you know, I don't think we could ever sort of do it justice in a webinar, but we'll give it a damn good go of actually getting people started on Google Display. Because, as I say, the subject is huge, and, you know, some of the stuff that Mark and I have been learning over the last couple of months or so with Google Display Network in particular, it's such a big subject. It you know, it just blow your mind. But, yeah, it's well worth doing.
I think most people, I mean, I would say 80% of people running Google Display ads have not even scratched the surface of what's possible.
No, not even close. Not even close. Yeah.
Right. So that's it. I'm going off to rewrite my checklist again. Have a great day, guys. Bye. Or great week, I should say. Bye.
Speak to you later.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Escape Plan Podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.